In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This evening, we entered a sanctuary in darkness. We came to hear the ancient stories of our salvation. We built a small fire, such as the early church did when they huddled before a fire at the entrance to the Cathedral of the Anastasis at the beginning of their great ancient rite of vigil. We lit our candles from the Christ candle. This, in my mind, is one of the most singular, significant liturgical acts of our church year. For the lighting of our Paschal candle symbolizes for us the light of Christ entering darkness, light extinguishing the total darkness of death. We are here to commemorate the night Jesus' followers also waited in darkness. And where were the disciples on this Saturday evening 2,000 years ago? They were hiding. They were weeping. They had watched their truest friend, the one that had loved them with a love that they had never known before, die the most shocking and defiling death imaginable to a Jew. The shame of it, their Messiah naked on a cross. The horror of it, their king tortured to death by the Roman oppressors. Jesus and the dream of his messiahship, dead on a cross and buried in a tomb. The darkness of it all. I don't think we can even begin to feel their loss, for they had known Jesus in the flesh. They had held his hands. They had wept at his feet. They knew his embrace. They had heard his voice. And even though Jesus had tried to explain many times that he would rise again, they still did not get it. They did not understand. They could not conceive that the words that he spoke about resurrection before his death applied to a single human being, a single human body rising from the dead with no Jesus alive to raise him. A resurrection at the end of time, perhaps, but not one man, one body. They had locked his body in a tomb. Hans von Balthasar tells us that Jesus was truly dead because he really became a man as we are, a son of Adam. Upon earth, he was in solidarity with the living. But because every human being will eventually lie in his own tomb, Jesus also had to die so to be in complete solidarity with human death. Jesus' cries of despair in the garden and on the cross demonstrate this truth, that Jesus faced death as a human being. N.T. Wright tells us that Jesus displayed in those moments of despair not a resistance to the Father's will, but a resistance to the forces of evil which result in death, a resistance to death itself. There is no conflict here between Jesus and his Father, only the deepest affirmation of the Father's will and all its aspects. End quote. Jesus' human will resisted death as all human beings do. But in that great mystery of the Trinity, it was the will of the Father which prevailed, as Jesus knew the only way to defeat death was for the God-man to die himself. But his disciples did not know that on this holy Saturday, that the darkness of death would not hold the last word. As we began here tonight in darkness, we heard the ancient teaching of the Torah that confessed that it was God who separated the light from the darkness, that it was he who created both light and darkness, and that he is Lord of both. God is the creator who stands above both light and darkness. As the psalmist confesses in Psalm 139, even the darkness is not dark to you. Many, many years later, John, who now knew both the beginning and the end of the story of Jesus' human life and death, began his gospel with images of darkness and light. In him was life, and that life was the light of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John uses here the Greek word for darkness, skotos, and he uses the same word to describe the condition of the light when Mary went to the tomb Easter morning. The Gospels describe the timing regarding when Mary and the other women reached the tomb with various emphases. Luke tells us that it was deep dawn, and Matthew, as it began to dawn, but only John, once again using his controlling metaphor of light and darkness, describes it this way: in the morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found the tomb empty. Jesus was gone. Jesus Christ rose in darkness because he holds power over darkness and light. He demonstrated his power over darkness by defeating it. Thus, we lit our flame tonight in darkness. In the ancient words of the Exalted, this is the night Christ burst the bonds of death and rose victorious from the grave. Blessed indeed is this night. This is the night on which heaven is wedded to earth, the things of God to those of man. For in dying a real death, Christ has suffered the hell of darkness for us, so that we might realize the eternal life and light of God, so that we might be wed to the eternal life of God forever. As the first light appeared, Jesus had already accomplished his victory over the darkness. But the disciples at first could not believe the women's testimony. Only after they also saw him and touched his resurrected body, still bearing the marks of his death, did the disciples finally believe in the power of light over darkness. Only then did they understand Jesus' words that Lazarus' tomb had come true, not at the end of the age, but only 3 days after his death. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Tonight, we too have waited in darkness as we reheard the story that God had always intended to rescue us all from death through the waters of baptism. Our liturgical acts and readings have taken us from the darkness of the tomb to the light of Easter morning, and soon we will witness that glorious rebirth of baptism. All this to demonstrate God's great victory over sin and death this glorious night that we celebrate. But let us pause for a moment and ask ourselves, do we too truly believe that we will never die? Do we believe that Jesus' resurrection life can truly empower our lives? Do we believe that he has replaced that heart of stone with a heart of flesh, a heart that beats with the Holy Spirit? That this inbreaking of the new kingdom is for today as well as the last day? Can we throw off a spirit of scarcity in our lives and embrace the abundance of the resurrection life Jesus offers all of us. If so, welcome to the kingdom of light. Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia.